3. How logic and evidence will find you work you love. I have different versions of the same conversation with students all the time. I explain why skills aren't enough and why passion is essential. Then we come to the point in the conversation where students say, "Okay, professor, I get it. I need to be passionate about my work. I agree with you, or at least for the sake of argument, I do. But I have absolutely no idea what my passion is. How am I supposed to pursue my passion if I can't find it?" Keep in mind, by the way, it's not just the young who say this to me. It's the middle-aged and the old, the highly educated and those less so. This is indeed a perfectly valid question, and I agree. If you don't know what your passion is, you really can't pursue it. "Tell me what some of your interests are," I'll ask. Stereotypical as it is, many of the young men I work with will say, "Sports." "Great," I'll say. "Do you play on a team?" "No." "Do you serve as a coach or manager?" "No." "Bet on outcomes?" "Occasionally." It quickly becomes apparent to me that their interest is really just in watching their favorite players pursue their passion on television. The answers I get from my female students are only marginally more coherent. Usually they tell me they like to help people, but they don't volunteer, or work with people, or do anything other than perhaps serve customers at restaurants. If it seems like I'm merely reciting stereotypes and cliches, well, you're right. But I report what I see and hear, and this is indeed the way many people think about their destiny. The answer to this most common of questions, "How do I pursue my passion if I don't know what it is simple, if not always welcome. You need to work to find your passion. "But I have been looking," the student insists when I suggest she could be more proactive. "How?" I ask. "I think about it," she says. "Oh, and what does that involve?" "You know," she says. "I think." Now, I don't mean to make fun of this student, who at least is putting some energy into the matter. But her answer to finding her passion seems to be staring into space, waiting for a revelation. This may work for Sherlock Holmes, but probably not so much for the average person in the real world. Or there's the gentleman who tells me that he reads in order to find his passion. So far, so